When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers. I am so excited today to bring you Leah Amico. She's someone that I have met recently, and she is a three-time gold medalist, right?
Yes, I am, in softball.
In softball. So I'm so excited to chat with her today. I really look up to athletes that can do so much with their perseverance and being persistent with things. And so I just wanted to welcome Leah, and I would love to hear your story.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to share. It's been fun throughout the years that I completed my career and retired, and after the 2004 Olympic Games, softball was actually only in four Olympics, so I went to the first three, and then I skipped the fourth one, which where USA ended up winning the silver medal in that Olympics, and then it's been out of the last two. It was set to come back this summer, but it's obviously delayed a year, but so I was so excited for the current players. But yeah, just the opportunities that I've had to take and share my story throughout the years to so many different audiences, because just through my experiences, what I loved is that I obviously had some talent, or I wouldn't have been an Olympic gold medalist, but my career just has different twists to it, in the sense that I was recruited out of Southern California to play at the University of Arizona on a softball scholarship. And I got there, and my first year, you know, I had this experience where we got into the Women's College World Series. We got to the final game, the championship game, and we were kind of on the up and coming. They had won a championship 2 years earlier, but I was a freshman. I ended up getting the only hit in the championship game, but it brought home a run because we had a runner that got on an air. We scored. We won the game 1-0. And here I was 18 years old, and I thought, oh, it doesn't get better than this. And that summer, they said in 3 years, softball is going to be in the Olympics for the first time ever. And here I was 18 thinking, that's it. I got to be on that team, you know? And what happened, you know, it's pretty neat to see too, is this, my next year in college, my coach said, you know what? We have too many pitchers. He said, we need to move you to the outfield. And I tell people that was kind of like this, you know, moment that really transformed my future, because I feel like, okay, I would not have made the Olympic team as a pitcher. And I either could buy into that 100% and go for it, right? And be coachable and, you know, put in the extra time and learning, you know, and believe me, I had to have my moments of crashing. I was learning to dive in the outfield. I'm crashing and burning, but it didn't stop me. In fact, it just made me, you know, persevere even more. And 2 years later, I'm on the Olympic team as an outfielder. And so I think of like those moments in our lives where we can go one way or the other, and we think, nope, it's not worth that effort. And it is kind of this shift, and it wasn't what we expected, but we can respond to it. And so I love those life lessons, and that opened up that opportunity for me to play on Team USA. So I made the Olympic team as an outfielder. I played in my first Olympics. In Atlanta, Georgia, our team brought home the gold medal, and I was 21 years old, and believe me, that Olympics like just came and went. I didn't even know what hit me. And our youngest player was 18. Our oldest player was 34. That was another life lesson, is, you know, our age doesn't matter. Just whatever expectations other people put on us, like, we can do whatever our passions and goals and dreams are, no matter what age we are. I learned that. And so, and then, you know, I got married in between my first two Olympics, went to Sydney, Australia. We won another gold medal. And then I was at this crossroads. I was 26 years old after that Olympics, and I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to be on the USA softball team. And so, but it hadn't been done in softball before. And so that, you know, was like, okay, I'm going to do my best. I looked around at, you know, other Olympians in soccer and basketball, and it's so powerful. And I know this is what you do with the coaching that you do and the instruction that you do. You know, when you see other people that have been there, you think, okay, it's doable. I can do this, you know? And so, so I just like, okay, God, like, I want, this is my desire, but whatever yours is, I had to train harder again than I ever had before, because now I'm older. A lot of these young players were stronger and faster. And so that's what I love too, is we don't always have to be the one with the most talent, but we can still have the most success if we'll apply, you know, the fundamental truths and put in that work. And so I did. I probably got in the best shape of my life being 26, 27 years old and a mom. And so, you know, so I was raising my little boy and traveling the country. And you talk about support system and needing that. Anything we do, if we're going to be successful, is going to be surround yourself with the people who believe in you, surround yourself with the people that are going to be that team beside you, who have your back, the ones that have come before you. And, you know, and so I went and won my third gold medal in Athens, Greece, when I was 29 years old, a mom of a three-year-old. And, you know, what's so neat about that was the next Olympics, three other women on the Team USA ended up having babies and going and competing, because, you know, they'd seen like, oh, they'd been married. Okay, you can do this too. And so they had done that. And since then, I've just had opportunities to travel the country and share my story with, you know, high school students and show them that perseverance and belief and hard work and finding what your passions are. Those are the things that can literally bring this life to you that you never thought possible. I traveled the world with softball and would have never dreamt that as a young girl. And so I just love to share that again with people of all ages too, because I've spoken in audiences of, you know, adults that are much older than me, and yet they can feel that fire and they get pumped up about what they're doing.
You just said so many amazing things. So, like, the first thing I want to hit on that I loved was that how you talked about when you had to go from being a pitcher to going to the outfield, because there's so many times that when our dreams don't look the way that we think that they're supposed to look, that when really it's like God shuts a door and opens another, sometimes we don't see that other door.
Yes.
And we're absolutely so mad about the shut door, and we don't look at what other opportunities are there.
And it's so true. And I can literally remember being in the outfield with other athletes who would complain the entire time because they were used to being an infielder. And I just was like, no, like, okay, I got to be the best that I can be, you know, like, this is my goal, is to be the best one out here. And I am with you. Like, I didn't see this open door on the other end. I just knew here is what is in front of me. I can take it and run with it, or I can be mad and just complain and not become what I can be.
Right. Well, and being mad and complaining about things, like, that doesn't get you anywhere anyway. Right.
No, it doesn't. And that's such a huge part of it. And I was talking to some softball athletes the other day, and it was, the mom of one of them was somebody who I played with years and years ago in women's ball. She was one of the best pitchers in the entire country when we competed in college. We were on different teams at that point. But she just made these comments about me, which, again, you don't always see yourself how other people see you. But she just said, Leah was always so happy and she was always smiling. And that's probably the biggest compliment my coach, he's my Olympic coach and my college coach, that I've heard him say in front of audiences of so many coaches. And to me, it's like, yes, like, when you love what you're doing, the road can look different. It can change. But if you kind of take that positive, like, mentality of just, okay, what is this shift? Because in my sport, in softball and baseball, it's those that adjust the quickest. Like, you, if you can make the quickest adjustments, then you're going to have the most success. And those that struggle with that, and they're like, no, I don't want to get out of my comfort zone. Like, I got to stay in my comfort zone. I feel safe here. Those are the people that usually never take that next step.
Oh, so good. Like, that's such a great life lesson, not just in softball or baseball. So,
yes.
So I'd love to chat a little bit about, like, the importance that coaches were in your life and how having a coach helped you be able to get the success that you had.
I feel like coaches are just a key ingredient because, you know, again, you can have all this talent and even hard work, right? But when you have somebody that can get you a little more focused and say, here is how we're going to prepare, especially if you're part of a team, but even individually, you know, here I was, one of the best in the country when I was in college. I was an All-American, and then I made the USA team, so now I'm one of the best in the world. And yet there were just so many days that if I was, you know, I was training, and obviously I knew what I needed to work on, but there was just something extra when I'd get in front, you know, of an opportunity to be with my coach, and he'd be watching me, and he'd just give me these little tips. It was never usually reinventing the wheel. It was never usually this huge, oh my goodness, really, like, I've never heard that. It wasn't that. it was these little things to remind me to focus that maybe I hadn't been thinking about. And so that applies to every aspect in life, because we need to have leaders and we need to have mentors and we need to have people that sometimes can see maybe things that we can't, to just remind us and help us shift. My coaches were everything. And I also just know that for me, becoming an Olympic gold medalist, it was the path that I took, because I know teammates who had coaches who took away all their confidence, who really focused on the negative, who, you know, belittled them. And that ended up taking away the passion for the sport. Like, that just took it from them. Even though they love the sport, their environment is what they didn't. And so even that, like, we need to think about, like, who is above us. And obviously, you know, I teach my kids, if they're in a season and they have a bad coach, it's like, okay, well, we got to get through this season. We're not quitting in the middle of it. But okay, you don't have to stay with that forever. But if we're looking for people that are going to help us and really bring out the best in us, it's so, so crucial to have those coaches in our lives.
Awesome. Well, and I love that you talked about environment too, because it's having those coaches that help us and the mentors that can show us the ways that we need to pivot, you know, but yeah, then surrounding yourself by people who are uplifting. And so what do you do to create an environment of people that can help you, push you closer to success?
Yeah. So obviously, being an Olympic gold medalist, I had that all around me, you know, and the beauty of that was we were so different. We all brought different strengths to the table, but we literally pushed each other to be better than we had. As I've gotten older, you know, I kind of, it's funny, there's times where I'll still reach out to a number of my Olympic gold medal, you know, teammates. And even though we're doing different things in life, like I think the foundation of those characteristics of what it takes to be successful are still there. So like, I might reach out to one of them and say, hey, I have this situation. What have you done in this? I personally find other people that have been successful in what they've done. I went into commentating years ago, and prior to me starting, I mean, I reached out to multiple people that I maybe knew just a little bit, but they had a background in that. And I, you know, and so they're, you know, not only did they give me tips, but they were encouraging of, okay, here's, you know, what you're going to, you know, like, look forward to. And you have the ability to do that. And so I think it's important to just get around like-minded people. You know, I think sometimes people also, I think it's important to have people who will hold us accountable. I think we don't always want to have everybody that's just a yes man, yes woman. We don't want them just to be like, you're great, and never give you any room for work. For me, my husband does that a lot of times. It's pretty funny. If I'm doing commentating, he'll literally text me while I'm in the game, and he'll tell me, like, if I'm saying a word too many times and I'm not catching myself, he'll literally text me. And so even that type of, right, a team that literally he wants the best for me, and he wants me to succeed, but then he'll also kind of give me those tips and reminders of, like, hey, cut that out. It's great.
That's awesome. So you talked about, like, stepping out of your comfort zone, and the people who were successful were the ones that were able to step out of their comfort zone, like, really quickly. So what are some tips that you have for people to be able to step out of their comfort zone?
So my tip is, do it scared, first of all. If you have an opportunity to do something, even if you feel like you're not prepared, just do it. You know, I look back to multiple times. The first time I was going to be speaking in front of a group of, I just graduated college, in front of a group of coaches. And I walked up, I had about an hour to speak. I think after 20 minutes, I had said everything I needed to say. I probably spoke too fast where they couldn't understand it. And I walked off the stage and said, I'll never do that again. I'll never speak again. But literally, that was the kicking off point. I feel like you maybe have to fail first, because I promise you, what you learn in that first experience with something literally will propel you to understand what's expected, to make those adjustments needed, and to crush the next time you get the opportunity, if you do, right? So that's kind of what happened with me with commentating. I had an opportunity to go, and I was not really given any tips and tools. I was thrown into a game that there was a game that led into whoever won would be in this game. So there was no studying up on players. I'd never done it before. It would be hard to do it even now that I've done a lot of games. And so I went in and had this terrible experience. And years later, ESPN came calling, and I was like, nope, I had that first experience. Was not good. I never want to do it again. And my husband was the one, and this is where you go back to team, was the one that said, you know, no, you need to try it again. So, you know, be willing to fail. You get out of that comfort zone, because you learn a lot. And, you know, and I think just remember why you do it, right? So that's the key too. I think that's so important, because you will have those moments of doubt, and especially when it's not comfortable, right? When it's comfortable, we get way more confidence. And so being in that place of being uncomfortable, that's where you go back to know why, and what are the other people, you know, that have supported me in this, and I need to have the care, maybe even hold on to their belief in those moments. You know, I think of me playing for my coach, right? I just look down when I'm getting ready to get in the batter's box, and he's looking at me with all that belief, and then it's like, it literally just gives me a whole extra dose of belief. And so, you know, I think in those moments to kind of take their belief. And, you know, again, just be willing to try new things. For me recently, I've been able to speak to some different business owners. And I just truly, all the books I read are like all the principles I used winning gold medals. And so, but it's this new environment. And so I have been uncomfortable, and it is stretching me. And I go back and forth between this excitement of like, yes, like it's a challenge. And then, oh gosh, can I really do it? And so, you know, it's kind of like being at that Olympic tryout. Like, I want to be on that team. I think I deserve it. And then, oh my goodness, everybody else is so much better at what they do. And then no, go for it 100%. That's what I would say to you. Just leave it all on the table and let God direct kind of what the outcome is, because this, and probably this is the most important thing, control the controllables. This is something we've focused on all the time. So adjustments. Okay, what is out of my control? How other people are responding? What's happening outside of my, you know, little zone? But what can I control? My attitude, how hard I'm going to work, you know, the fact that I'm going to try to stay confident in the midst of being uncomfortable.
Oh, that's amazing. Like, really, that was like mic drop right there. I love all of those things. That's so, so great. Well, if people are interested in finding more about you or want to connect with you, what's the best way that they can get in contact with you?
Yes, my website is leah20.com, leah20.com. When you're an athlete, you keep your number forever, even though I've been retired a long time now. And then on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, it's leah20usa, at leah20usa, so leah20usa. And I'm on Facebook as well as LinkedIn. And so, yeah, they can just reach out that way. And it's been fun to, you know, connect with people like you, Brooke, and like other people who are doing great things in their own area of expertise. And that's what I love, is it's these same principles, but you just using your strength. And more importantly, I love what you do, because you're passing that on to others. And that is, you know, really been my thing since I've, you know, returned from being Olympic gold medalist, is to go share the gold. And more importantly, to remind every single person that I come in contact with that we can continue to do great things no matter what stage of life we're in.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Authentic Influencer Podcast. I'm sure your brain is swimming with new ideas to grow your business. And if you're anything like most of the leaders that we work with, you need a game plan to put them into action. That's why for a limited time, we are offering a free business audit. You get the opportunity to hop on a call with our auditing team. They're going to look over what's working, what's not working in your business, and then come up with a game plan to help you implement the strategies that we talked about on this podcast to reach your goals faster. To book your business audit, just go to www.bookmyaudit.com/podcast and get a free business planning guide just for booking your audit through this podcast. We can't wait to help you get clarity on how to grow and automate your network marketing business in an authentic way. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.